Here's a thought I'll title, Buried in Lightroom. In my way of thinking, one of the most dramatic impacts of digital photography is the incredible volume of raw captures that now reside on all of our hard drives. I was talking with Jeff Shewe just the other day, and he mentioned that he has 800,000 captures in his Lightroom catalog. I felt inadequate because I've only got a couple of hundred thousand. But a couple of hundred thousand? My goodness, it's not uncommon at all for me to hear that a photographer has tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of images in their catalog that are essentially inaccessible to anyone except the photographer. I can't help but worry, I guess, and sympathize and empathize with all of you who have so much work just waiting for its turn on stage under the spotlights. After 25 years of film photography, I only had about 10,000 negatives. I once counted them. And a whole lot of those were duplicates based on bracketing and that kind of thing. I probably only had 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 images total after 25 years of photography. I'll now come back with that much after less than a week of photographing. So what are we to do? Well, one option is when we're gone, all of that work just goes out in the hard drive to the landfill, and that's the end of that. Which is a fate, I'm afraid, will be the end of lots and lots of creative efforts on lots and lots of talented people. And if we don't want our work just to get trashed in the landfill, then what are we to do with it? Well, my suggestion is make it visible now. That is to say, finish it now, produce it now, maybe have a strategy for doing mixed productions, sometimes digital, sometimes as an individual print, sometimes as a book, sometimes as a PDF. Produce a variety of things, which not only allows you to use more of your images, but allows you to spread the fun around to all kinds of different projects that'll connect, quite honestly, with different audiences. Speaking of that, one of the things that amazes me now that we produce both LensWork as a print edition and as a tablet edition and as an extended computer edition, it's fascinating for us internally to look at the distribution of those various products across our total database. About 25%, roughly speaking, of our readers for the print magazine, which is the core of what we do, about 25% of them also subscribe to either the LensWork tablet edition or the extended computer edition, or they're members of LensWork Online. So they're getting multiple versions of our publications. But there's also a substantial readership of our online and digital publications that don't subscribe to the print edition. The obvious conclusion, if you think about it for just a second, is that choosing to publish in any one medium is going to limit the audience. There are people who love digital and don't want print, don't have the bookshelf space for it or whatever. And other people who love print, love the smell of ink, love the tangible ability to hold something in your hand, but aren't willing to look at it on a computer or on a tablet. And although it isn't an ultimate solution for all the images that are buried in your Lightroom catalog, having a multiple media strategy does allow you to use more of your work and get it out there to a different audience, to a bigger audience, to a segmented audience, which seems to me a better solution than having all of your creative efforts buried in the landfill after you're gone because no one has access to them while they're just potential buried in your Lightroom catalog on your hard drive. I'm fully convinced that it's a valid statement for every single one of us that no one is as motivated to get your work produced and seen and out into the world than you are. And to rely on someone to do that after you're gone seems to me a strategy that almost guarantees that your work will not be seen. Which is maybe okay, because I know we don't produce our work necessarily for an external audience. We produce it because it's fun and because we love to. But I would propose it's worth thinking carefully about all those images that are on your hard drive and what you choose to do with them and what fate you assign them to by those choices or by not choosing.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.